All right, down to the field here at the new stadium we go, where Cobra is standing by. Cobra, it's on you.
Hello, hello. Okay, hello. There you go. Let's see if we can run into Troy. Hey.
Damn, all right, there are lots of luminaries here.
He just got intercepted.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
You're the snake, man.
But I think it's a part-time interception. Now, it's Ring of Honor Day.
Yes. There are a lot of luminaries down there on the field. Unfortunately, all players on both sides just about have gone in, although there is one headed over that way now.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
How goes it?
Good.
Okay, we're on the air, so don't curse, okay?
Good.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What brings you here? The Ring of Honor?
Yeah, I spent a little time here playing at one time or another. Not at this stadium, but, for the Cowboys.
Okay, you don't have to tell me. Don't one-up me.
Hey, your Sooners are number one, huh?
They are. Isn't that a great day? And they're your Sooners too, Troy.
Yeah, one time they were.
When are you going to give me your national championship ring?
You know what? I don't have it.
Where'd it go?
It's so funny you asked me that because I'm not going to say who, but somebody lost their Super Bowl ring. And so Dalrymple was helping get them a new Super Bowl ring. And I said, really? I don't have my national championship ring from Oklahoma in 85. And so anyway, I'm going to try to get that.
You don't have it because you lost it like in a move or,
yes,
or what?
A move, yeah. No, I didn't sell it.
We know you're destitute.
Yeah. Well, hey. If I don't get this house sold, I might start selling some rings, huh?
Now, okay, so this scene here with the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Who did Jerry call you to let you know initially?
No. I talked with Norv, and he said, hey, why don't you show up a little early at the practice? We'll get caught up and all that. So I got here a little early, and when I get out of the car, I run into Charles Haley. No, I run into Rich Dalrymple, and somebody then says, hey, are you here for the press conference? And I said, well, I don't think so. And then they tell me that what was happening with the Ring of Honor, and then I ran into Charles. Charles wasn't even sure why he was here. I guess they told him that Jerry was wanting to speak with him and wear something nice.
So, I think Jerry flipped a coin this morning, and it landed on heads, and Charles is in.
Yeah, and so it was a surprise for these guys when they found out. It was great, and it was fun.
All right, so for you, you had to know before the day you showed up.
I did. Yeah, I did.
And he knew the day he was drafted.
Not
Mike just said you knew the day you were drafted.
Who said that?
Mike.
Tell him to turn around and look at me.
Yeah, we're doing our show from me. You see him way up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing our show up there, so. Yeah.
I love you, Troy.
Says he loves you.
Hey, I love him.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Always have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so Drew, it's really cool because this is the first time in a while that one of the older guys, well, Rayfield got the reward too, but Drew is one of those guys. You probably grew up watching Drew Pearson, so it's got to be kind of cool for you.
Yeah, and I thought that, hey, there's a lot of guys that have played. There's a lot of guys that I played with that I know. None of these names would be up there if it weren't for their performances and what they meant and all that. And, it's a shame. Here's the problem with the Ring of Honor, if there is a problem. What is great about it is what I guess is maybe frustrating for a lot of guys. And what I mean by that is what's great for this Ring of Honor is it's so small. It's so exclusive. Tex Schramm wanted it that way. Jerry has kept it that way. And so it's really meaningful for a guy like me to be in it. But yet, there's so many other guys that should be in it, and that's what's kind of, I guess, frustrating for guys like me to say, I feel bad that I'm recognized, but there's so many other guys that should be.
Name one.
But having said all that, when Jerry spoke today, he mentioned that Roger had said to him that Drew Pearson to him, to Roger, was what Michael Irvin was to me. Now, when I hear that, I say, gosh, this guy should be in the Ring of Honor. I guess he should be in the Hall of Fame, because I know that I wouldn't have done anything if it weren't for Michael Irvin. And for Roger to say essentially the same thing about Drew Pearson is pretty powerful.
So we don't want you to play favorites here, but who's the one name off of your team or your era that you think should be in here first?
I would say Jay Novacek.
Really?
Yeah.
And, over Daryl?
Well, the other guy I was going
to say... You don't like Daryl, do you?
The other guy I was going to say was Daryl, and I think they both are deserving. You know, what's fun, you know, I said it when I went into the Hall of Fame that Darryl was better at his job than any of the rest of us were at our job, and I mean that with all sincerity. He was great at what he did, and the thing about him too is there were some guys that people talked about and said, hey, he was really tough, and the only reason anybody even thought anybody was tough was because that guy, whoever it is you're referring to, would be hobbling around and acting as if he was really hurt, and then he'd come out and play. Well, I saw Darryl play with things that most people wouldn't get out of bed with. No one knew it because Darryl would never go to the media and say, you know, you wouldn't believe what I've done to my leg or how bad my knees bother me or whatever it might have been. He just went out and played. And so, unfortunately for him and unfortunately for Jay, those guys just went about their job without looking to get any accolades from anybody. They just said, hey, this is what I get paid to do. This is what I do. I shut up and do it. And because they weren't showmen, I don't know that they really, even though we understand what they meant to us, that we truly appreciate outside of our locker room what they meant.
So Darryl was better than everybody else at what he did football-wise. Would you say that about broadcasting?
No. I'd like to see how he'd do in the booth for 3.5 hours in a preseason game with Terry Bradshaw, though, like I had to do last night.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, wild. Wild. And it only got better when we were off the air, you know. So
you must hate baseball. You're just praying for Joe to come back.
Yeah, well, baseball, or Joe was with us last night.
Oh, he was? I didn't watch a game.
Thanks for watching, yeah.
Yeah, enjoy your work, Troy.
It's a three-man booth, but I'm hopeful that that's just a one-time gig. I don't know that I could survive a 16, 18.
What was the point of it?
You know, I've got a boss who's Australian, and his name's David Hill, and he kind of thinks outside the box every now and then. And so sometimes if you work for Fox, then you're going
to
get thrown a few curveballs, and
just
that
see.
Was one of them. Jimmy Johnson, by the way, will be in the booth tonight with Darryl Johnston. So.
Oh, really? Well, that'll be fun. All right, so the build-up to work. I know that your work consists of about 5 months or so of the year, but you got to be like everybody else. It's got to be like the extended vacation, and like that last week you're going, oh, crap, I got to go back to work. Or are you ready?
No, I get excited about the start of the season like I did when I played. But I'm like the kid who is early May and saying, you know, man, 3 more weeks and school's out and I got the summer. That's how I am when we get into December and January.
All right, so the house ordeal, you want to buy some advertising on the ticket and just say, hey, this is Troy Aikman. My address is this. Let's sell this damn house.
Hey, whatever it takes. You know, I mean,
we're cheap, man.
Well, I mean, I see that, you know, all I hear about is how great y'all's ratings are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figure you can reach a lot of people, but yet you haven't impacted, you know, haven't had many showings yet. So obviously you're not selling it or pushing it. But then probably more importantly, I mean, you guys go into these remote places, often jungles and stuff, and have these campouts. You know, why don't you guys just all pull your money together and buy my place and do those campouts in Highland Park?
Bottom. Okay, if your house is still on the market in like 9 months,
I'll even supply the whiskey that you've been promoting, you know, for the last year and a half.
Woodford Reserve, Troy.
Woodford Reserve, and you know, Kentucky's got the Derby and whiskey's the whatever, and you know, that was a nice play on words. So now all of a sudden Woodford Reserve's the whiskey of the Kentucky Derby.
So that's right.
Somehow in there you tied it. You made it sound really good.
All right, you're on. So in 6 months, if your house is still up there, we're doing the camp out at your house.
If it's up for sale?
Yes.
Still own it?
Yeah, and that way we can promote it as a house, your house, it's up for sale.
And you guys, I'm saying the ticket buy my house.
Oh, buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, you no. Are you kidding me?
We can't afford pencils.
Not.
Yeah, we're like, when a light goes out, we don't even change it.
What's the ticket now? That thing's changed hands about 10
A company called Cumulus.
Still Cumulus.
Okay. Yeah. Don't go to work for them. If they buy Fox, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, buddy. Be good.
Run.
We'll see you. All right.
The power of saving cash.
There he is.
Wow, excuse me. The great Troy Aikman.
How did that happen?
He loves us.
Well, I walked up to him.
Oh.
We got lucky.
He loves the snake.
We got lucky. Hey, where's Randy White?
Talk to the manster.
Okay. Mr. Manster?
John Elway.
Mr. Manster.
Mr. Manster? How you doing, sir? Corby Davidson with the ticket.
Yeah, man.
Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
So, you're down here for the awesome. For the Ring of Honor thing. Are you happy for Drew?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Happy for all the guys that went in there, for Drew and for Charles and for Larry, it's a great honor to get into the Ring of Honor, and they're very deserving of it.
Which now, half is monster?
Do you mind if Drew is right next to you?
Oh, I don't matter. I don't care where they put him up there.
As long as he's up there?
Yeah, just put him up there anywhere.
All right, I'll ask you the same question we asked Troy just a second ago, and that is, one guy from your era, who belongs more than anybody else, after Drew now?
Well, it would be hard for me. I'd have to pick two. I'd have to pick Harvey Martin and Ed Too Tall Jones would be two guys that I would pick, guys that I played with. Harvey, one of the best defensive ends that ever played a game of football, and Ed Jones, at his position and his time when he played, one of the most dominant players at his position in the time when he played. So both of those guys, I think, in the future are very deserving to go in there.
Where is Alois Blackwell in all this conversation?
Well, I don't know.
All right, what's the deal with your new show? Or the show I saw you on FSN the other day.
The Randy White
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, on Fox Sports Southwest.
Yeah.
Every Thursday we're going to do a show. Brad Sham is hosting the show, and we're going to talk about cowboy football and what's going on, and have a lot of guests on there, and going to be a fun show.
Okay, so would you rather be doing a football show or like a hunting and fishing show?
Well, you know, I'd rather be doing the football show. Hunting and fishing, sometimes it takes you a long time to make one show. If you're fishing and you can't catch them, you got to stay till you get them. If you're hunting and you can't get them, you got to stay till you get something.
Have you ever seen an alligator?
We know we got a game every week, and we know we're going to have something to talk about. So I'd pick that one.
Have you ever seen an alligator gar?
Oh yeah, I've seen alligator gar. Caught alligator gar.
Have you really?
Oh, certainly.
Eating them?
Never eaten them. Too many bones, but I've caught them. They make a beautiful mount.
Is that what you do with them? You just stuff them and put them above your bed or something?
Well, most of the time, alligator gar, I'll turn them loose or just cut the line if I get one of them on. But I have seen them stuffed in restaurants, and they really, really make a nice mount.
What's the largest animal you've ever killed?
Oh, the largest animal I ever killed was probably about a 14-foot alligator down in East Texas.
Damn. Really? One shot?
Did he wrestle it first?
Choked him with my hands.
Oh, you did?
No.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, shot him in the head, yeah.
Which half's monster?
Okay, which half of you is monster and which half is man?
It's all man now. The monster part's buried somewhere.
Well, you're still in really good shape. I mean, for a guy that retired, what? How long's it been now? What year did you give it up?
Retired in 88. This one was my last year.
So 23 years. You look like you could still play. Is it a daily thing for you? I mean, you working out every day?
Oh, I try to work out on a regular basis. Try to eat halfway decent. And,
is he going
to
grow another ponytail?
Part of you. I enjoy working out, so I still continue to do it.
And is the ponytail in your future at all again?
No, that's gone. That part of my life is past me.
Never again?
No. I'm just glad I have some hair on my head, but I got to keep it short because there's not that much up there.
I think you should do that. I think it'd freak the network out a little bit if you grew a ponytail. So what was the impetus for the ponytail? Why'd you do it in the first place? Was that your weed phase?
I don't know. I was going through a stage there where I was riding a motorcycle and thought I had to do something different. But, no real reason, just did it.
All right. Well, God bless you, Randy. It's good talking to you. Right, have fun out here, buddy.
Bottom.
Right, we'll see you. The great Randy White.
Wow. You're two for two.
Man, how about that?
Get on Efren Herrera.
And he's seen an alligator gar.
Yeah, he has. He sure has.
He says they make a good mount.
Let me see here.
Has anybody ever seen it? Have you ever seen an alligator gar?
Did you like how I phrased it just like that?
Yes.
Hang on.
That's why I hate you.
There's Beeler. No.
Beeler.
Dunyu. Chris Hall. No. Scouts. There's Novacek.
Does he talk?
Jay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, he'll talk. Sure he will. Now that he's retired.
Ask him if he's ever killed an alligator as big as Randy White's.
Okay. Hey, Jay, you got a quick second, man? Hey, man, Corby Davidson Corby? With the ticket. It's good to see you. So you came down here to support the Charles and whoever else, I guess?
You know, I didn't know about it till when I got here.
Why? How was that? Jerry kept this a big secret.
I don't know why he did.
And so why would you come down here? He just said, get down here?
Well, they invited all of us down to come to watch scrimmage, have a little dinner tonight, free food.
Oh, yeah, you still into that?
Why wouldn't you be?
I know. I still am into the free big buffet, the pizza thing and everything.
Ask if pulled pork nachos in college.
Did you get a lot of... Whoa! Did you get... Hi, Chris. Did you get a lot of free food in college?
No, we didn't. Unfortunately.
Well, at the dorms and stuff, I mean, in Wyoming, was the food different there, by the way, than like at other colleges, you think? Did you guys eat a lot of wild game and stuff?
I don't know what they ate at other colleges because I wasn't there.
It's a good point.
Yeah, but I always brought my own wild game.
Now, the stuff that's going on at the University of Miami, was that very akin to what you experienced at Wyoming?
Well...
Did you have a Ponzi scheme billionaire funding wild sex parties is what I'm asking?
Well, what we had was if you're wise enough and you're cunning enough, you could steal a T-shirt.
That's a major violation.
Yeah, it was a huge violation because we had our equipment man, Mad Dog, that he only had one eye. But, man, he could keep an eye out on everything, if you know what I mean.
All right. Jay, Troy said that of all the people, of all of his contemporaries on the team, that you should probably be the next guy up here in this ring, which should make you feel very proud, I'm assuming.
Well, you know, if I could get a large enough stepladder, I could be up there.
You could do it yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
What's the biggest thing you've ever killed?
All right, what's the biggest thing? We asked Randy the biggest thing he's ever killed, and he said Joe Theismann. What about you?
You know, I shot a brown bear, weighed about 800 pounds.
Where?
Up in Alaska.
Oh, I was going to guess Weatherford.
Did he shoot him in the
Weatherford,
balls?
No.
Where'd you shoot him, in the head? Is that the only place they shoot him?
Good choice, but no. Myself balls? And the guy that was with me, we end up shooting
balls?
Him 7 out of 8 times we hit him. And
was he charging? Did you catch him in hibernation?
Actually, it was right out
big
of hibernation.
Guys.
He killed a moose.
It looks like he held up.
And then we were able to stock up on him, and then he charged at us, and we end up getting him.
Good for you, Jay. Well, it's nice talking to you, man. Be good. Take care. I heard Jason Garrett in my ear, so I'm assuming that's a cue to take the press conference.
We're recording it. This is a little bit better.
Oh.
You've gotten on Aikman, the Manster, and Novacek.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
I thought
you're
maybe
on a roll.
You're doing great.
Find Sherman Williams.
We're recording the press conference.
Okay.
Find girls.
We'll replay it in its entirety during Bad Radio Monday.
Well, I've talked to every Cowboy Hall of Famer that's out here, essentially. Oh, you want to talk to David Beeler's pregnant fiance?
No.
Is she there?
Yes.
I'm sure. Why not? See, she remembers you.
Okay.
Oh, she hates you. How pregnant is she?
Dude, she's due in like right now.
Deliver it.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's good to see you.
You too.
You're ready to go right now, aren't you?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Well,
David told me... I'm ready, dude.
You're ready?
I'm trained. Absolutely. I'm certified in everything. I can deliver this baby no problem. I've already had 2 kids of my own, so I'm ready to go.
Were you in the room watching?
I was. Is he going to be in there?
You going to be able to handle it?
I don't know. I might pass out.
Now, are you guys, is it going to be natural? Are you going to have C-section? Do you know yet?
Natural.
Yeah, that's the good thing. You don't want a C-section because you're behind the big tarp. And they don't let you look at anything when you're behind the tarp. But from what I hear, you don't want to because organs are sitting all over her tummy.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm presenting a very positive picture for the miracle of life.
Yeah, vaginal is better.
I'm going for the epidural, but besides that, natural.
Don't try to be a tough woman and not go with the drugs. You are going?
Oh, yeah.
We're
vaginal.
Yeah.
Vaginal.
All right. She's kind of a badass, though. She's kind of a badass.
Well, yeah, you're a tough girl.
Vaginal.
Oh, yeah.
How's the pregnancy been? Has it been okay?
Been fun?
Yeah, it's been good.
Has it been vaginal?
It hasn't been bad at all so
Stop
far.
It. Has he been bothering you, though?
Yeah, I think the hormones even more make him
Ask her if she
worse.
Knows how to make a hormone.
Now, has he been patient, or have you been impatient with him? Have you noticed a definite change? Because I'm going to speak from experience. There's a change that goes on with the woman, not only physically, but...
Vaginally.
Yeah, upstairs,
Stop
too.
It. Yeah, chicks get... I mean, chicks are kind of crazy as is, but get even crazier when there's
They're
a baby... When there's
from
a
the
baby
last
implanted.
Interview, and then...
Yeah, you know what? I swear, we talked to you guys right before Christmas, okay? Mm-hmm. Or it was during Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, because the baby's due when?
September 7th.
You're
9 months. Oh, you were pregnant right then?
Mm-hmm. We didn't know.
Like that day?
Oh, and you know what? Pregnant at the liquor store.
Yeah, well, we didn't quite know then, but...
When did you find out?
A few days after Christmas.
Okay, so, yeah, you were definitely knocked up.
Ask her about her farts.
All right, well, best
of
luck.
Is this a result of lovemaking?
We need to... I need to get your email address or something, because I want to know, know what happens here. Okay. I need to know. Okay, so we can report to everybody.
Is this a result of lovemaking?
Mike wants to know if this is a result of lovemaking.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I didn't think so.
That's how they get created?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either until just now. He told me. The old guy told me. Yeah, isn't that weird?
I didn't get the birds and the bees speech from my parents, so I didn't know how it happened.
I didn't
either. Tell him to come up here. I'll give it to him.
No. No, he wants to teach you. He wants to be your father.
Oh, come on now. That's a little weird. That's weird. He wants to teach me?
Yeah.
Like show me exactly how to...
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. But he wants to do it with sock puppets.
All right, that's a little better.
All right, guys. Y'all be good. Okay, what time is it?
Time to go.
Okay, let's go.
Boy, I'll say it is.